This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. I got the victory. Greeting you all in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is a blessing to be with you once again. I'd like to welcome everybody on Facebook and all the other social media and even TikTok today. Guys, we are in our series, and I tell you, I need this series more than ever. And I pray that you get a blessing from this series. We are in the series, Armor Up. And today, we're going to look at the first two pieces of the armor. If you would, join me, grab your Bibles. We are coming from Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to read verse 13 to 15. Well, actually, 13 to 14. So grab your Bibles, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 to 14. It reads this way, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, it's once again that we come in the mighty name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Lord, we ask right now that you prepare us to receive your word. My prayer always is that I decrease and you increase. I pray they not see me, but they see thee. For in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. The first scripture I want to take a look at is I want you to go up to verse 10 in Ephesians chapter 6, where it says this. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Paul is telling us right now, finally, here it is, I'm about to give it to you. You need, finally, my brethren, so we know that they're in the Lord. And he's given them a charge, and he wants them to be strong in the person of the Lord. You see, our strength comes from a person, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We need to be strong in him, not in ourselves. You know, matter of fact, Jesus said it this way. He says, "For without me, ye can do nothing." You can't do nothing outside of Christ. So he tells them to be strong in the person of Jesus Christ. Now look, our strength also comes with a provision in the power of his might, not your might. See, this is the thing that we think we are in control of something, but we're not in control of anything. Our strength will get weak. We're going to need to get renewed. We're going to need to get recharged. And that comes from the Lord himself. So our provision is in a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that provision is in his might, not our might. Now as we look at verse 14, we're getting there. Verse 14, we're about to get into the pieces of the armor. I hope you got a pen and a pencil and that you get this down. Verse 14 says, "Stand therefore." You know, I don't want to gloss over that, because many a times we're sitting on the sideline. Many a times we're missing in action. We're MIA and we're nowhere to be found. We're sitting on the sidelines. But right here, the Word of God is telling us to stand. Man, many a times we don't want to stand. We sit down and we take the back seat. But let me tell you, if God has called you out.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.